Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, the co-chairman of the IBM Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the endowment by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Carl Staton. Carl's the Chief Information Officer of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Paul.
And joining us on our conversation is Tom Romeo. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Well, Carl, could you give us some more information about NOAA? Perhaps you could describe its mission and its activities for our listeners.
Thank you, Paul. Let's start with my bottom line. NOAA is one of the best investments for taxpayer dollars in the federal government, in my personal opinion. That said, NOAA is a science, service, and stewardship organization, a phrase that I think best summarizes NOAA for the nation. NOAA is an environmental science agency. We provide useful and important services to the citizens of the country and to the economy. NOAA's stewardship of coastal and marine estuaries and marine sanctuaries and many fisheries and marine mammals is also very important, and we do a very good job of those activities. As a result of all these things, I kind of like to say NOAA is in your day every day. We literally have a hand in just about everything that goes on with our environment on and near the Earth. We like to say from the bottom of the ocean to the surface of the sun is the sphere of activity that NOAA is involved with. As an example, one of the first things that people think about when they get up in the morning is the weather. NOAA's National Weather Service has hundreds of meteorologists working every day around the clock to provide the basis of our weather forecasts. And they provide the official watches and warnings for all the activities that go on in our environment around the country. The National Weather Service also provides our hurricane forecasts, and hurricane season is going to be starting here shortly. And so there are a lot of people around the coasts of the country that will be tuned in to NOAA for the hurricane forecasts. The weather satellites that NOAA operates provide satellite imagery of our weather and our environment, both of the continental United States, but globally. We have two series of satellites. We have a geostationary satellite system, which provides continuous coverage of basically the Western Hemisphere. And we have polar orbiting satellites that orbit the globe continuously, taking imagery and observations around the world. Data from both those satellites are very important to the activities of NOAA that we do. We also provide services for the protection of life and property by having forecasting and project services for weather and climate events, such as tornado warnings. I mentioned hurricanes, droughts, and solar events. It's true. NOAA is the official forecast agency for space weather. Not too many people realize that. Solar storms can wreak havoc on satellites. And in our electronic age, that means that one powerful solar storm can damage a satellite and cut off services to millions of people for their telephones, their TVs, their paging services, as well as routine expected services like your credit card purchases or your ATM machine rely on satellites in many cases. And if those satellites are disrupted or damaged, those services are interrupted. Solar storms can cause electrical power plants to see surges, and if not prepared, can result in major power outages. So our forecasts can help the operators of the satellites and the power stations have some preparedness in the event of a major solar storm. The NOAA satellites also captured the first images of the burning oil fields in Iraq, for example. And each day they track events around the world. They also track activities like volcanoes, dust storms, forest fires, sea surface temperature, and other global severe weather activities. NOAA research provides the basis of the science that goes into much of what NOAA does, and they also explore the world's oceans. For example, just last year, several famous shipwrecks were discovered by NOAA explorers. And the gun turret of the Civil War ironclad USS Monitor was raised from its watery grave with NOAA's support. We also found the World War II Japanese Imperial Navy midget submarine near Pearl Harbor. And I believe some people are using that to confirm the fact that the United States Navy fired the first shots of the war on that submarine. We also respond to oil spills. We have a hazmat unit and that has been around the world responding to oil spills. We've recently had NOAA Ocean Service experts sent to Spain to help with the oil spill there. And we now have our experts on the scene of the oil spill at Buzzards Bay in Massachusetts. NOAA is also responsible for the protection of the nation's oceans, including marine sanctuaries and wetlands. NOAA's fisheries work to protect hundreds of marine species, such as sea turtles, right whales, salmon, and dolphin. NOAA also conducts leading research in our atmosphere and climate, which affect people all around the world. Basically, NOAA helps the American people every day and benefits millions of people around the world with its science, service, and stewardship. And you can start exploring NOAA if you'd like at www.noaa.gov.
Tell us about your office, the Office of the Chief Information Officer.
My office has some primary responsibilities within NOAA. I like to say that the CIO's office bridges the gap between the technology aspect of information technology and the business of information technology. Some of the things that we specifically do, we provide and establish the policy and the enterprise-wide coordination for NOAA's common services and functions for information technology, sometimes referred to as IT infrastructure. For example, we are responsible for the IT security within NOAA. We have the NOAA Computer Incident Response Team as part of my office to respond to any IT security incidents that may occur. We are also responsible for coordinating networking, telecommunication, and messaging on an enterprise-wide basis for the organization. We also have policy regarding our web and internet activities. We do also a lot of the administrative coordinating and reporting for NOAA for things such as the Federal Information Security Management Act or the GIPRA activities or OMB data calls, etc. We also do the coordinating responsibilities for the Information Quality Act, otherwise known as Section 515. And we have done the coordination within NOAA and helped out with the Department of Commerce as well in the coordination of disability acts, or otherwise known as Section 508. My office is also the proud parent of NOAA's Homeland Security activities. We are the coordination and focal point for our homeland activities within NOAA and for agencies outside the organization. We also have a responsibility for the High Performance Computing and Communications Program within NOAA. We are the program managers of that program, and it is responsible for developing leading IT research for high-performance computing and networking activities. So those are the basic activities that we do in my office.
Could you give us a sense of the number of people you have in your organization and the skill types?
Well, we're authorized to have 36 staff. We're not quite up to that staffing level right at the moment. But to support the activities that we were just talking about, the skill ranges are very broad. We require administrative skills. We require certainly computer specialist type skills. We have people with telecommunications skills and engineering skills. We have supervisory skills. And believe it or not, we also have people, although we don't have legal lawyer type positions, we have two people on staff who have law degrees and who make significant contributions to a lot of the administrative activities that we do. So we have a very diverse skill set within the organization, which is, I think, essential and required for us to meet the needs of NOAA.
Carl, can you tell us a little bit more about your specific roles and responsibilities as the CIO?
I believe that a prime role that I have is to manage NOAA's expectations for managing IT. And I need to do that both up, across, and down the food chain, if you will. Up the food chain, which by that I mean within NOAA and within the Department of Commerce, I manage expectations to try to get the resources and set the policies that we need. Across and down the organization, I manage those expectations to implement the policies and procedures that we put in place. And implementing across and down the organization also allows us to set the responsibilities and identify the accountabilities for all the things that people need to do within the organization. I also chair a CIO council. NOAA is a fairly large organization, and we have CIOs within the major components of NOAA. And we form a council, and I chair that council. And that is the principal IT management coordinating body within NOAA. I'd like to use those two things, managing expectations and chairing the CIO council, to say that should result in, if I'm doing my job correctly, to ensure that our IT investments are based on sound business cases, have performance measures, and that we're meeting those performance measures. They are on schedule and within cost.
That's a good stopping point. We've got to go to a break. Rejoin us in a few minutes so we can continue our conversation with Carl Staten of NOAA. What's high performance computing and why does it matter? We'll ask Carl for his perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.